Simon & Schuster Audio presents Strangers on a Bridge, The Case of Colonel Abel and Francis Gary Powers by James Donovan, with a foreword by Jason Matthews. Read by George Newbern.
This book is a reissue of Strangers on a Bridge, the 1964 best-selling story of the espionage trial of Soviet intelligence officer Rudolf Abel, written by Abel's court-appointed attorney James B. Donovan. It is no less relevant or entertaining today than it was then, however. It will be of interest to fans of vintage Cold War intrigue, and it will attract devotees of courtroom drama. Donovan's witty descriptions of his canny legal strategy are sure to delight, even inspire. And the smoky look into the enigmatic and elaborate mind of Abel, the Soviet spy, is fascinating. But most of all, this snapshot of the 1950s spy case reminds us that espionage has been around forever, the world's second oldest profession. Lest we forget, modern headlines documenting the recent arrests of Russian spies and sleepers in America reveal that it continues to this day. The most successful human intelligence operation in the 20th century, was arguably the Soviet Union's penetration of the Manhattan Project and the acquisition of U.S. atom secrets in the 1940s and 1950s. Designated Task Number 1 by Joseph Stalin, the Russians stole this early information, atom secrets, in the parlance of the period, from the U.S., Britain, and Canada. Scholarly debate continues regarding which and how many top secrets the Soviet Union actually filched, and whether the information materially helped the Russians solve intractable physics and design obstacles plaguing their own weapons program. It is known that stolen U.S. information did help the Soviets solve a number of specific mechanical problems, such as the design of a barometric detonator. But Soviet physicists did most of their own work. In fact, the NKVD, predecessor to the KGB, tightly held the purloined atom secrets and never shared the information with the majority of Russia's own scientists. Rather, NKVD Chief Lavrenty Beria mostly used U.S. data to slyly corroborate the theoretical and design work of Soviet scientists. The modern-day consensus is that Soviet espionage probably saved the Russians a year or two in the production of a bomb. The Soviet Union had a lot to work with in the early 1940s to accomplish Task Number 1. Stalin had authorized unlimited resources for the effort. Beria and the red-clawed NKVD.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?